Last month, the gunmaker Smith & Wesson named James Minder as chairman of the board of its holding company. The company praised his status as an independent outside director. Well, yesterday, James Minder resigned as chairman. It turns out he was a convicted felon. He served 15 years in prison for a string of armed robberies and a prison escape in the 1950s and 60s. The reporter who broke the story of Mr. Minder's criminal past is Jonathan Higuera with the Arizona Republic. Jonathan, how did you learn about this in the first place?
Well, we ran a short brief in our newspaper saying that he had been named chairman, and then we received a call from a caller who said they recalled a person by that name who did time in Michigan for armed robbery. So that was our first indication, and we started looking into it from there.
And what did you learn about exactly what Mr. Minder's criminal record was?
Well, at the time, we couldn't connect the chairman with the felon, but what we were finding out about the felon is that he had committed a string of armed robberies in the Detroit area. He started in 1951, had done some time, and then on parole had done a bank heist in 1954, done some time again, and in 1959, while he was out on parole and a student at the University of Michigan, he had a string of armed robberies, eight. We found out that he became known as the Shotgun Bandit and was finally captured after a wild police chase that ended in a crash.
And there was also a prison escape in there somewhere.
There sure was. In the 60s, he was on the Ionia Reformatory debate team, and they were engaged in a debate somewhere, I'm not quite sure where, and he and another prisoner ran off in a car and were caught about a week later.
Well, you went to Mr. Minder and interviewed him, and what did he tell you?
Well, he was very gracious once he realized that we knew it was him. I went down to his Scottsdale home and interviewed him with his wife sitting there. And he couldn't recall anything about his crimes, or he wouldn't recall. He said the details were getting sketchy, but he really emphasized how he had turned his life around and that his nonprofit agency that he and his wife had founded had done much good in Michigan over the past 20 years.
And that was some sort of social service group to take care of troubled teens?
Correct. It was a Spectrum Human Services. They offered like psychological improvements for delinquent and disabled youth. It has now branched out into many areas.
There is an irony here that as a convicted felon, he can't own a handgun. He can't own the product that his company produces.
Correct. He told me directly that he's never handled the handguns and he's never owned one. But he added, not that it isn't a good product.
Did he express any irony that he was the chairman of a company that makes guns at the same time that he had served time for armed robbery back when he was a youth?
When I first confronted him with this information, he denied it was him and kind of led me to assume that it was a case of mistaken identity. He later called back about 10 minutes later and said, I have to confess, it's me. This is ridiculous. I'm tired of trying to hide this. I have to come clean. So he maintained basically that he's done nothing wrong and that the reason he didn't disclose it to the Smith & Wesson board is because no one ever asked.
And he didn't volunteer it?
He never volunteered it, which strikes me as a bit troubling. It's something you would think if you're going to sit on a board of the second largest gun maker in America, you would want to disclose your use of a 16-gauge sawed-off shotgun back in the 50s and 60s.
Well, Jonathan Higuera, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Higuera writes for the Arizona Republic. Today, Smith & Wesson announced James Minder's replacement as chairman, Dennis Bingham. Minder will remain on the board. The company said it recognized Minder's very serious mistakes in his early life, but added that he has led an exemplary life for 35 years.